My guest in the studio is Darren Halpin. Now, Darren is the Managing Director of the Palms Collection. It's a massive $300 million project proposed at the former Paradise Palms site on the beautiful northern beaches at a time when our economy, as we know, is on its knees due to COVID-19. A project like this is absolutely critical, I think, for the economy going forward. There's been a lot happening out there on site, and there's some a big sort of milestone coming up for the project, if you like, in just a few days' time. Darren, welcome to the King Review.
Thanks, Gavin.
Now, for those who may not have heard of the project, some of the details involved, the scope of what's happening or plan to be happening out there at the development, mate, give us a quick snapshot of what your plans are out there.
Yeah, so it's the golf course that was built in 1990 by Daikyo. Very good golf course. Had several owners since then. It's in an industry that is a tough industry for privately owned courses that aren't member owned. So the site's just over 100 hectares. Beautiful location at the foothills of the McAllister Ranges. The plans are we will reinvigorate the clubhouse. We'll build a tourist park with a water park and a massive kids play area as part of that, and that'll be on about 18 hectares. We've sold a piece of land to the Catholic diocese to put a primary school there for between 300 and 500 kids. We've allocated the piece of land over the road at the foothill, which used to be the old driving range, for a retirement precinct. And we'll build about 300 odd house blocks, average size about 600 metres.
And it's interesting to come at a time, obviously COVID has upended the entire world, you know, economies around the world, none more so than here in Cairns, have really been decimated. So it's a brave, bold step at this time in the economic cycle. What about the concept of golf courses? It interests me because around the world we've seen golf courses, as you alluded to there in your summary, just don't stack up. And why is that? Why couldn't Paradise Palms, as you said, an absolutely gorgeous course, absolutely beautiful, why doesn't a club and a course like that stack up?
So I think, look, I love playing there until I had to pay the bills.
That's right.
Like most people. So the problem with our course was most courses that are 18 holes are about 50 to 60 hectares, right? Ours was almost double that.
Right.
With a massive clubhouse. Most have a small clubhouse. Most of the grand courses have got a history and are member owned. So if there's a shortfall in losses each year, next year up go the fees, or members put money in to compensate it. This course was privately owned. So of the losses each year, I had to cover. That's why, and that was how it was for the last 30 years. So all the operators have had the same challenges for that whole period. You know, I bought it off the receivers, which meant the operator had gone bankrupt. And this was part of their issue, was this golf course. So golf courses, you know, you look at the private golf courses, sorry, at the public ones like Cairns Golf Course, Yorkies Knob. You know, when we closed, they saw a massive upswing in play.
Which is good for them.
That's
great news, you know, for those community.
When we closed, one of the first calls I made was to both those golf courses because I knew how tough it was for us and for them, because we always talked. And operationally, we gave them a heap of gear. And now they're both profitable, which means those courses will be there forever, right? And golfers don't like to pay too much for their golf rounds, right? So when it's publicly owned and they have to, you know, they have to make ends meet because there's no one putting the capital in each month to cover the costs, then they run it as they have to. And now they're both profitable, they're both happy, both operators are very ecstatic because they can now run and not worry about where the money's going to come from. And they both comment to me regularly that Cairns couldn't sustain three courses, it could only sustain two. And now that they have both those courses, we've got courses in Port Douglas and then smaller courses in Gordonvale and around the area, golf's adequately serviced. And golf tourism is not a big thing in Cairns, right? So I think in our, we had Troon run our course. They run 400 courses globally. some of the best courses in the world they run, so they know what they're doing. They marketed our product globally, and I think our peak was about 2,500 rounds of golf, right, from tourists.
So it wasn't. It's not a lucrative market.
Mate, that wouldn't even cover our rates bill, right? So our challenge was too big, too much greenery, to have to maintain at a high level, and it just didn't work.
Yeah. It just.
I thought it could, but it just, mate.
It doesn't. No. Doesn't stack up.
No, spot on.
Now, there's obviously a lot of, I guess, almost a shadow or a memory of big projects here in the far north that talk a big talk but don't actually happen. And of course, we all remember and lament Aquis a few years ago. You've had a fairly big announcement, I understand, yesterday about some contractors, which I'll get you to quickly talk about. But also, it's a critical few days for you and for the project in terms of council. So I guess give us some kind of assurance, if you like, that that the project will go ahead. What's happening in that regard?
So today we announced we have appointed FGF as our head contractor to do the development for us. FGF, or the guys now who own FGF, they built the golf course for Daikyo 30 years ago.
Right, there you go. And a hugely respected a company, local company for decades.
Yes, they know it backwards. They know what hills are where, what holes are where, what is where. It's fantastic to have them on board. And we've now appointed them as our head contractor.
Great.
Along with Trinity Consulting Engineering, who once again is a local engineering firm who have been helping us through the whole process with heights and water and all the issues that we've had to address for council. I think if we go back to, yes, this is a big project. Yes, 300 lots and a big tourist park and a school and retirement precinct, they're big ambitions, but I think they're all very achievable. Mm-hmm. Previously, we all wanted Aquis, but we all knew it probably wasn't going to happen. Someone wouldn't spend $7 billion building a casino in Cairns, right? This is mainly a residential estate from an investment perspective, right? So there's 300 house blocks. We know house blocks will sell. Mm-hmm. They're selling like hotcakes at the moment, and as population grows in Cairns, people will want to live on the northern beaches.
And there's not a lot of land supply northern beaches.
There's not.
Going
forward, there's maybe 1,000 lots in total, and a lot of those have sold over the last few months, right? So I would think in the next 5 years there'll be very little subdivision land left on the northern beaches, right?
What can people do? You've got a big council vote, I understand, next Wednesday. So that's obviously critical for the project going forward. What can people do? Can people get involved? Can they show support? What are you asking people to do?
Look, yeah, so it's all about, we've been out in the media and in the shopping centres garnering support from locals to show them that we're genuine. I'm a local. I'm the guy driving this project. It's our vision. It's exciting. Cairns will love it. The community will love the community aspects, the green space. We just want people to have input, to ask us questions, to understand what we're doing. Because the more they understand, then it helps break down those myths that some are creating out there about the project. Because there's a lot of, I'm a big believer in the statement that, fact over fiction, right? And until we come out with our master plan, there was a lot of fiction out there. And talk is cheap, right? So going forward, this is the project. This is the master plan. This is what council want us to deliver. Mm-hmm. If they approve it, we will deliver this.
And it's amazing. I think I bumped into you at Smithfield Shopping Centre a few weeks ago. You were there on the information booth, as you said, answering questions, talking to people. And I think that says a lot about your commitment and your belief in the project. So, look, Cairns needs it. There's a big decision in council. Let's see which way they go. But best of luck with that decision. And, of course, the months and no doubt years ahead that the project will unfold. Darren Halpin from the Palms Collection, thanks for being on the King Review.
Thank you, Gavin.